This is the message from Connection Community Church for Sunday, June 2nd, 2024. Christian Living, Baby Steps. Given by disciple member Jeremy Hall.
Good morning, Connection Community Church. I'm so grateful to be here with everybody today. My name's Jeremy Hall. I am a grateful and proud disciple member here at Connection Community Church. What these videos are called, a lot of people don't know, they're called message bumps. And it's kind of like how we introduce the series and the message that's going to be given today. And almost all of them are made by Barry Wiseman, who's head of our tech team. Can we give him a round of applause for making these? Barry does an awesome job. Like, I'm pretty sure that was AI. I don't think David Attenborough actually did that. Was it AI, Barry? Okay. See, I wouldn't know how to do that. Thank you, Barry. Thank you. It's awesome. It's amazing how much stuff gets done around here that I'm not even aware of that it happens or who does it. Where's Andrea Smith? Andrea Smith's back there. She is retiring from being a treasurer of the church. Can we give her a round of applause? Another job where, Andrea, I don't know what you do, but thank you for doing it, because I know it's important. I'd also like to point out that we have a new member of our praise team. He played today. He's on drums. His name is Charlie Franklin. Charlie and his wife, Heather, recently started coming to Connection Community Church, and they're already serving. And I think that's awesome. Absolutely awesome. Goes on what Aaron was talking to us about last week with behaviors and habits. I think now would be a good time to pray. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for another opportunity to praise you, to worship you here in our home. Thank you for the people that have joined us here today, for those of us watching online, and for everybody who calls out your name as their Lord and Savior. And we pray that we stay distraction-free this morning. We pray that this message reaches someone who needs to hear it. And please keep our pastors and friends safe as they travel abroad. It's in your heavenly name that we pray. Amen. All right, guys. Baby steps. Baby steps. I think the message actually had a different title until they found out I was giving it, and they said, let's do baby steps. But here's the thing about baby steps. Baby steps, it's a term that can kind of invoke feelings of hesitation or anxiety. For me, hearing the term baby steps, it gives me the same feeling as hearing the phrase, get your feet wet, right? So get your feet wet, it means to begin a task, or if you take it literally sometimes, it can mean to brace yourself brace yourself for cold water by just sticking your feet in the pool. It's not always a phrase or activity one looks forward to. However, the term baby steps can signal the start of something amazing. It can lead you from the what you thought was impossible to the mission accomplished in just short, small baby steps. My wife, Missy, has been wanting to write a book for years, and I did talk to Missy. I am allowed to talk about her personal business up here, so it's okay. Missy's been wanting to write a book for years, and for quite a while she struggled with the motivation and the discipline to begin her mission. And recently she set herself some small, manageable goals, or baby steps, that now have her on the path to accomplishing her book. And if you remember last week, Aaron was talking to us about habits, and the right habits in the right direction, even with just a few small steps, can take us further than we may ever realize. And sitting up here this morning, before I came up to give the message, I realized today was my wife's first day praying in front, in public. And it's another baby step that I just witnessed just a couple minutes before coming up here. And I'm so grateful to be able to take these baby steps with her. You know, just one public prayer was just another step for her in growing closer with Jesus. It's amazing how much we can accomplish or how far of a distance we can travel if we just commit ourselves to taking baby steps. Somewhere in our lives, Each and every one of us has had to take baby steps in order to accomplish a goal or to get where we are today. You know, that might mean, you know, saving a few dollars from every paycheck until you had a down payment for a house. It may have been working a couple extra hours of overtime a week to get that next promotion. We've all taken baby steps to get somewhere in this world that we wanted to get to. The same goes for our spiritual life. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase." Faith. Trusting God. Trusting God is taking that first step when you can't see the whole staircase. And that staircase is not the staircase in your house where you know where you're going. You know those steps so well. The staircase is one you haven't traveled on, but you're willing to do it with God's trust and faith and knowing that God's will be done. Personally, I didn't grow up in the church. I didn't find Jesus until my late 30s. People tried to tell me about him, but I clearly wasn't ready to listen. If you know a thing or two about aging, you probably know that learning something new can be intimidating and seem daunting the older we get. All of my coworkers are older than I am, and getting them to switch just from Windows 10 to Windows 11 requires baby steps. I'm like, don't worry, you'll still be able to do this. You will still be able to do this. There's anxiety involved with taking baby steps, but there doesn't have to be. They're just small steps to get you to where you need to be. This is no different than when I first began walking with Jesus. If we are looking to get closer to God, to understand Jesus better, a great way to do that is with baby steps. And what are some small steps we can take to know Jesus better? And first and foremost, I think we can talk to him. Okay, what better way to get to know somebody than with talking with them? The Lord loves it when we talk to him, when we pray to him. Like any good father, he is there to listen to us and to guide us. And when we are seeking help or guidance from him, all we need to do is talk to him. And that brings us to Psalm 145, 18 through 19. It says, "The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them." And it's that second sentence, or phrase, "to all who call on him in truth." And I think that's important, that they call on him in truth. Because a prayer without sincerity isn't much of a prayer at all. It's more like throwing a Hail Mary out, and you're just hoping somebody out there is going to hear and answer that prayer. Before I accepted Jesus into my heart, and before I submitted my life and understood that God is in control, I threw Hail Marys all over the place. I used to live in a dark place in my life. For those of you that have heard my testimony, you know of my struggle with substance abuse. For almost a decade, I was a liar, I was a thief, and I was a sinner with no remorse. I used to throw meaningless prayers out there like I was feeding ducks at a pond. It wasn't until I had reached my end, that moment when all of the walls around me crumbled and everyone could see exactly who I truly was, that I was ready to have a serious talk with God. There was something about not having to hide any longer and not having to lie that truly freed me and gave me the humility to talk to and to submit to God and sincerely ask for his help. And boy, did he give me that help. And guess how he gave it to me? With thousands and thousands of baby steps. And this is by design. Proverbs 16:9, "We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps." So we've talked about this here at Connection a lot, many times. You can make all the plans you want, but God's will determine our fate. And if we seek help and we seek guidance, we'll get it, but we may not get it in the way that we wanted. I knew I needed help. I knew I wouldn't last much longer trying to turn my life around on my own. But when I asked God to help me in the direst time of my life, I was also thinking we could do it my way. I guess knowing what it truly means to submit to God requires its own set of baby steps, and I had not gotten there yet. But we did it God's way. With Jesus by my side from day one, I followed every step placed before me. He gave me the path, and I followed. When you're walking on unfamiliar path, it's easy to stumble. But I didn't. God wouldn't let me. Jesus never walked in front of me. He never walked behind me. He walked next to me, ensuring that I didn't trip, I didn't fail, and I didn't give up. Yesterday was actually my 5,000th consecutive days clean and sober. Thank you. And every day I'll still count every day. And he still stands by my side and makes sure that I stay on that path. So talking more to Jesus is a great baby step we can take to help us live our best Christian life. However, just talking is only half of a conversation. Listening is the other half of conversation. If I'm at a get-together at a friend's house and I meet someone interesting and I'd like to get to know that person better, it would probably be a good idea if I didn't just talk the whole time. It would probably be a good idea to listen and maybe ask questions. Same if you're in a class. If you're in a class to learn from a teacher, like Jesus is for us, if we talk all the time and we don't listen, what are we really learning? So this brings us to another great baby step that we can take, and that is reading the Bible. A lot of people have study Bibles that they write in. This is mine, but I refuse to write in it, so it's full of Post-its and pieces of paper. It's a fancy Bible. I don't want to write in. But reading the Holy Book, that tells us exactly who Jesus was, who he is, and what he stands for. That's a great baby step to take. And for me, it always felt intimidating. And I'm going to ask everybody a question here, and hopefully you can be honest. How many people, by a show of hands, have actually read the Bible word for word, front to back? Okay. It's quite a few. I wasn't actually expecting so many. For those of you without your hands raised, I'm one of you as well. It's not an easy read. But then again, we were never promised that being a Christian was going to be easy. I have found many great ways to help me read through the Bible with a better understanding of what I'm reading. The Bible app has been huge for me, right? It reads the Bible to you. Another one of my favorite ways of reading is to not read at all. And so it's been a true gift to me. Another one of my favorite ways to read the Bible is with my small group. So I don't know how many people here are in a small group. Hopefully many are, or many are considering joining a small group. Not every series that our small group studies together involves reading a book of the Bible, but every series that we do study does have us seeking Scripture and meaning to Scripture in the Bible. And I don't know about you, but I need perspective, and I need help understanding context when I'm reading the Bible. I need a Carrie. I need an Alan. And I need my brothers and sisters in Christ to help me understand some of what I read. My small group has helped me in my Christian living immensely. And there we go. That's another baby step we can take. Joining a small group or a Bible study. That's a great next step to help us get closer to knowing Jesus. Now, I don't know when the last time you saw a baby take steps was. I do. It was on that video, actually. I actually know the exact moment you last saw a baby take steps. But you probably noticed that not every step takes them in the right direction. I have a 19-month-old grandson. His name is Emmanuel. He is another gift that God has given me. And I'll tell you, God's given me a lot of gifts. He has given us all a lot of gifts. Everything from waking up today to the tree in the parking lot. There are gifts all around us if we just look at them. But this is the gift of all gifts. This kid is amazing. This kid has changed my heart completely. And we have a second grandson coming in 40 days. And that means two boys, less than 2 years apart. So extra prayers for my stepdaughter and our son-in-law, please. But these, in my last 13 years of my clean and sober life, he was one of the greatest gifts God ever gave me. The joy I get from spending time with my grandson is unmatched with anything else I've experienced in my life. Part of that joy is watching him try to walk. He's getting so good at it. He can get himself from point A to point B, but he takes some steps that have him move backwards. He stumbles. He falls. But he always gets back up. And there are some baby steps that we take in our life that can have us going backwards as well. They aren't easily noticeable all the time either. Individually, they are very small steps that we might be taking in the wrong direction. But if we take enough of these tiny steps backwards, we'll eventually notice that our progress isn't what we'd hoped it would be. For me, these are behaviors. Again, just like Aaron was talking about last week, nothing can make me stumble while I walk like getting cut off in traffic. I'm here to be honest with you guys, and that's what I'm doing today. Sometimes I become a person that certainly doesn't live up to the kind of life Jesus has taught me. I know that. Yet it keeps happening. We'll be having communion in a little bit, and you can bet my behavior in certain traffic situations is something I'll be talking to God about. I feel like I'm talking to him about it more often than I should. It's a behavior that gets in the way. It's a behavior. It's something that separates me from God. It's not the only one. Okay? A little over a week ago, the state of Maryland had their primary elections. My hometown is Silver Spring, Maryland. My cell phone still has a Maryland area code, and my phone number prefix is still associated with Montgomery County, Maryland. So even though I've lived in Delaware for over 6 years, and even though we had no primary election here, I got text messages and phone calls from Maryland politicians all week long. And towards the end, right before Election Day, I was getting like 4 to 5 text messages a day. And it was really starting to test my Christian living. Day of election, I finally received one too many of these texts. Now, I know enough about technology to know that most of these texts are automated. They're robo-texts. They're unmanned. No one is there to see your response. So without talking to God, without attempting to pray my blood pressure down, I responded in haste. I let them know that I don't live in Maryland and I'm tired of getting these texts, but I didn't say it like that. I did it using some words that I know were not in line with Christian living. And to be honest, I think I felt a little bit better at first when I sent that text. I just think I needed to relieve that stress. And since these text messages aren't really read by anyone, what was the harm? 10 minutes later, I get a text reply back. It said something along the lines of, "We're truly sorry for the inconvenience. We will have your information removed from our list immediately." My heart sank because I know what I said. Ephesians 4, verse 29. This message is for me, not for you. "Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them." My language was foul and abusive. It was not good, and it certainly was not helpful. My words did not offer encouragement. I couldn't have failed this teaching more if I tried. The guilt and shame I felt was palpable. So much so that I didn't even have the courage to apologize. I deleted the text message and removed any chance I had of trying to make the situation right. As you can see, I got a lot to talk to God about today. But there's good news for me and there's good news for you. We'll be forgiven. God's mercy, God's grace, he forgives us for our sins. I just hope the person on the other end of that text message is a believer as well, so that I know he or she is capable of forgiving me as well. But maybe all of us have taken a poor baby step, a step backwards. Maybe some of us know exactly what steps took us backwards, either recently or in the past. And I think it's okay to stumble. It's okay to accidentally take a baby step backwards. What matters most is that we seek the Lord's forgiveness for that and adjust our behavior so that we don't take that backwards baby step again and again. And that is something that we need God's help with. It is called repentance. It is having a change of heart and a change of mind and turning away from sin and turning to God and seeking forgiveness. And we have that opportunity every minute of our lives. God has given us all a determined amount of time here on earth. He's also given us free will, allowing us to decide how we spend our time here on earth. He wants us to be who he designed us to be. He sent Jesus here to save us and to teach us exactly the way to spend our time while we're here. And we don't have to waste this time. We can't waste this time. We can't also be here worrying that we aren't doing what we should be to live up to Christ's expectations and be overwhelmed by that feeling, so much so that we don't grow close to him, that we don't learn more about him, that we don't walk right next to him. It's okay to be us, to be human. It's okay. We can just take baby steps. Enough small steps forward so that we can look back every once in a while and say, wow, I've made some real progress. I've grown closer to God. I've walked closer to Jesus than I ever have before. And these baby steps are not just for people who are new to the church, for people who just met Jesus. These are for people who have been walking with Jesus their whole life, because we have a certain number of years here. And we can spend that time, no matter where we are in our walk, walking even closer. So what about us? What small steps can you or I take to grow closer to God, to walk closer with Jesus? Maybe it's reading scripture more often. Maybe it's setting aside time to talk more with Jesus. Maybe it's to do more to let other people know about the good news about Jesus. That's definitely a part of our mission. Whatever the steps are for you, they don't have to be huge. If you take enough baby steps in the right direction, you will eventually get to where you're going. At this time, I'd like to pray. Jesus, thank you for this time together, for this community that we call family, for this church, and I mean it in the sense of church, for everybody who calls on your name around the world, that's doing all they can to shine your light into their heart. That's our mission. And we can get there. And we can take the baby steps that we need to get there. And I pray that we keep this in mind as we go forward in life and remember that there's nothing to be intimidated about when it comes to walking closer with you. Baby steps will get us there. And I pray that we all find our way to take more baby steps to get us there. It is in your holy name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the message from Connection Community Church. For more information and to find out more about our ministries, you can visit us on our website at justshowup.church. You can also call our church offices at 302-378-7692. Thanks again for listening. Connection Community Church, connecting people to Jesus and the new life he offers.